disagree with you on that. As a matter of fact, I could say some understandings of the prophecies, when we talk about of the future, of how it's going to be an opening of understanding, and how you talk about more people are getting intuitive. That's part of the prophecy, that's saying that most of the people on this planet will become so spiritually gifted that we would have a better life on this planet all over the world. We all come to a good understanding of how we should treat each other rather than beating each other up or killing each other. It's going to be a betterment for mankind to have all over the place. That's something of the future. That's what some prophecies are written about. So that's what we see ourselves in our own intuitive mind. I think that's all we have to say on the end of the world, I think. I think we covered it pretty good, don't you? Hello, Jill?
There's a noise going on.
Yeah, we
hear. Yeah, what is that?
A ghost.
What noise?
Oh, my God, I think so.
What noise are you guys referring to?
When you talk about ghosts, Jill, you know, we went on a trip and you talked about how your mother bought a house when you were a child and she didn't tell you something. Would you like to talk about that house and what took place and why you got up so early in the morning?
Oh, okay. When, not as a child, when we were moving out of North Miami Beach and my mother bought a beach house, and I was waiting for the apartment to be built, you know, the condo on the beach. So my mother said, come stay at the beach house with me. And it was a huge beach house on the beach. And she said, you know, she didn't tell me that this person shot himself in the head. He was in the military and killed himself inside the beach house. So she knew I wouldn't sleep there. And what happened was, every day at, you know, for the past, like, 4 days that I was staying there, at 3 o'clock I would wake up, and I could not go back to sleep, and I'd go outside to the beach. And then finally, around 6 o'clock, I could finally go back to bed. And it was going on for 4 days. And finally, these people that would take these walks on the beach said to me, did your mother... you know, I said, what's going on in that house? Because someone killed themselves there, and my mother's not telling me. Either this man shot himself in the head or something. She goes, your mother didn't say anything, I better not tell you. I go, tell me, what is it? And they said, this person was in the military, and he shot himself in the head, and he killed himself. And at 3 o'clock, the police estimated he did it at 3 o'clock, and they must have found his body at 6 o'clock. That's when they found his body, at 6 p.m.
I got to laugh because the guy's name is Ira.
What's wrong with Ira?
I got to laugh because Ira wants to know. He goes...
Wait. What's wrong with the name Ira?
I had to laugh because I know who else is named Ira, okay?
What?
There's nothing wrong with the name. I laugh because I know who else has the name Ira. That's all.
Oh, who else has Ira?
No, I named him Ira. I apologize. Eli is Ira.
Eli. Oh, okay.
Ellie, I called him Ira, remember?
That's right. That's so funny. That's right.
I called him Ira, all right? Well, Ira would like to know. He would like to know when he'll meet his soulmate, and his birth date is January 9th, 1974.
Oh, wow. A Capricorn. I love it. I love it. He's born what year?
January 9th, 1974.
So that would make him 33, right?
Oh, yeah. It would be, yeah. Wouldn't it, like,
right? 33 years old?
Yeah, that's right. 33 years old.
Tell Ira, right? Does Ira
have
a last name?
Yeah, Ira, are you listening? Go ahead.
Does Ira have a last name?
Ira, you have a last name, Ira.
Okay.
Hold on, I got to text in here. Ira, what's your last name? Your last name. There we go. Let's see if he'll answer. Is he still there? He's still there. Oh, Snyder. His last name is Ira Snyder.
Oh, Okay, tell Ira that he has more till around his 38th year, and yes, he will meet his soulmate. Tell him that the person is going to be a Cancer, a female, not a male.
Okay, female.
Female, not a male.
But a Cancer sign.
Yeah, I just told him.
And that's, he still has time till, you know, to meet other people.
Mm-hmm.
So tell him not just keep looking for Cancers. There's other people that are going to be coming in his life. But tell him once he sees red flags with other people, because tell him, you know, the past 7 years of his life, he's been, you know, falling too hard for a relationship.
Let me just see if he's
falling in love too fast, if I could say.
Yeah, he's always falling in love too fast.
And when I mean red flags, I mean, you know, those are, you know, when something's not right, it's time to let go. It's not time to try to fix the situation, because you can't fix someone. And if they're not meant to be, it's time to go ahead. I see this person staying in relationships too long, or even when the person doesn't want to be involved with that with him, he tries to make it work and it doesn't work. So it's almost time to start fresh, and there's going to be at least three people in between until he meets the right person, which will be a Cancer. And tell him I see the name Mindy.
Mindy.
Yeah.
That works in accounting.
Mindy works in accounting. Yeah. Okay. I hope he got all that. I think he did. Now, do you have to get going, Jill?
I'll stay in a few minutes.
Okay. I do have one question. We have some question for Scott Christopher. Scott is good with helping out with finding missing people, right, Scott?
Yeah, helped out with several.
I have a lady who's been interested about a girl that was skipped town, I gather, in September of this past year. She lived in Colorado. Hold on, I'm going to take a look and see what her name is. Because I know that she was interested and she wanted me to ask somebody about where this girl might be, and I had a feeling, so, and I already gave her my feeling, so let's see what somebody else has to say. I just got to bring it up. Come on, computer. Let's see where it's at. I think her name is Mindy as well, if I'm mistaken. Okay. Mandy was her name. That's it. Her name is Mandy.
The friend's name? Or this is the missing one?
This is a person that she knows is missing, and she's missing from Colorado. She was found missing from a home, not at a home, that evening somewhere in September of last year, 2006. And she wanted to know where is she alive? Is she available out there? Where she might be found?
It feels to me like she is alive, and it feels like she's in Fort Collins. I don't know where that is, but I'm assuming Colorado somewhere, because I don't
Fort
feel like
Collins?
She's taken out of state.
Okay.
It feels to me like Fort Collins, and I'm seeing a lot of mountains around there. So I don't know if that's like in, like right at the foothills. Of the mountains.
Like you consider she ran away from home then, right?
Yeah, well, I don't feel like right now she feels like she wants to leave. Now, there's a lot of psychological things that say people fall in love with their abductors, and maybe she was abducted, maybe she knew the guy. I don't know. I'm not getting that information. But I feel like she is with a gentleman with a C name like Clive or Clyde in Fort Collins.
All right. Well, we'll make sure. I think Angel can hear. I hope she's listening in, but I know she's in the chat room. So that I gather we took care of her information. We have said sure. Go ahead. Go ahead. What's your question? I need to know if Lizzie is the right girl for me. Anybody know about Lizzie and him?
Say that again.
this person going wants to know if Lizzie is the right girl for him.
Yes, what's their birthday, Doc?
Going, what's the birthday? Birthday, going. Birthday for Lizzie. And yours. Okay. All right, come on, going. Let's do it. Type it in there. Let's go.
We're getting a lot of questions tonight.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Who's September 9th? Going, his birthday is September 9th, 1977. That's a Virgo, isn't it?
What is it?
September 9th, 1977. That's his birthday. We're waiting for Goen to give us her birthday. Come on, Goen, give us her birthday.
Yeah, we need a birthday here, please.
Does Goen have a birthday or what?
Yeah, it was September 9th, 1977.
Yeah, but what about Lissy's birthday? That's what we need to know.
He says he doesn't know it.
He doesn't know it.
I don't know it. I guess you'll have to skip me. Nah. Do we skip him or can we give him an answer?
Can anybody give him an answer?
No, we can't give him.
Skip him.
Skip him. Okay, we got to skip. Sorry, Gowan. Sorry.
Sorry, Gowan.
We have one more question here in the chat room, it looks like.
Go ahead.
And I'll read this to you guys. The question is, the birth date is May 20th, 1968. When will I meet my soulmate? Okay. And regarding what they see in the area of my career/finance. Again, this is from one of the listeners in the chat room. May 20th, 1968, the birth date. When will I meet my soulmate? And regarding what do they see in my area of career and finance? Does anybody have any opinions on this?
Why don't you answer that one?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I can't answer that.
Yeah, you can.
I am. I'm a talk show host. I'm no psychic. I'm not even going to touch that.
Use your intuitive powers. Come on.
I'm using my intuitive powers to try to keep the show from folding over tonight.
Wait, I want to ask you something. What would come to your mind first? Use your first intuition. What would come to your mind first?
Okay,
meet your soulmate, right? Come on, Scott, yo.
Okay, so the first question is, am I going to meet my soulmate? All right, what do I do here? Do I have to, like phase out for a second? I've never done this before.
Phase out? What would come to your mind first?
Well, I mean, see, I don't know this person. I'd have to know this person. I don't think I have that ability to, like, look into their mind like you guys do. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, okay, all right, I'll try. All right, I guess I'm defeating myself before I even try, so, okay, can't do that.
Can I say something to you? Can I
sure,
say
go
something?
Ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. When someone's about to take a test, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking a test and your intuition tells you to circle A, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go down to, like, the last question. And something makes you go back to that question and cross it out and make it B. What would your first intuition be? The A.
Mm-hmm.
You would have gotten that question wrong. So what is your first, use your intuition and see what would you think about this person meeting their soulmate?
My intuition would say yes. Because I think everybody, I don't know if that's intuition.
No, do you see a date, do you see a time when this person will meet the soulmate?
All right, let me think here. Well, not think, but be intuitive. In all honesty, I am here. I am seeing 2008, the year at least, the year 2008. That's about as good. That's about as much as I think I can give you guys. I've never tried this before. I'm not trying to be a defeatist, but I do see a year 2008 myself. I don't know if that's going to help this person that much though. What the hell's going on there?
I don't know.
I hear a lot of emotion going on.
What was that?
I heard a lot of noise going on.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Jill, you said something. What were you about to say, Jill?
Okay, what is the person's name that's asking the question? What is the person's birthday?
Okay.
Light 5 Spirit, May 20th.
Ask what the real name is.
Yeah, what's their real name?
What's your real name, Light 5 Spirit?
We need to know your real name and your birth date.
Or let's get Scott back on the street again.
What is that?
Shruti. Shruti.
H-R-U-T-I, Shruti?
Yeah, Shruti.
And May 20th, 1968 is his birthday.
Shruti, right?
Yes, yes.
S-H-R-U-T-I.
Okay. Tell Shruti it will be a Scorpio.
Oh, it's Yiddish.
It'll
Scorpios
be a Scorpio.
Scorpios are the best.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, great.
Ask Shruti how old she is. How old the person is right now.
How old Shruti is? Well, it says here Shruti was born May 20th,
1968. What would that be?
That'd be 42, 48 years old?
No,
38. Sorry, that gave him 10 years older. I apologize. He's 38.
No,
he's not. He can't be 38.
Okay, wait.
68, 78, 88, 98, 39 years old.
He'll be 38 May.
Yeah. This person's 37. He's going to be 38. Yeah. He wants to thank me for adding 10 more years to his life. Did you hear? Is that when he'll meet his soulmate, the 41st year? That's 3 years from now, yeah. That'll be 3 years from now. You hear, Shruti? 3 years from now.
Not 48.
So 3 years from now, Shruti will meet her soulmate. I think that sounds like a female's name to me, so I'm going to say Shruti will meet her soulmate in 3 years. Thank you, Jill.
Yeah, there you go.
Homie, where should we go now? Is there any...
Tell that person, finally, when she reaches her 41st year, the person reaches the 41st year, and when I meet a soulmate, somebody that they could communicate with, you know, somebody that's not controlling, and somebody that she'll know when she looks in the eyes.
Well, she's heard that. She's heard that. I didn't type it. She's got it all.
Okay, good. Homie.
Yes.
Where did you want to move to next? I know we talked a little bit ago during the broadcast here, and we want to talk a little bit about ghosts, possibly, and maybe how they factor into prophecy.
Let's talk about some recent ghost experiences. I mean, you know, let's see if Scott or Derek has any recent ghost experiences, or Jeff could tell. I know Jill is still here with us. It's 8:24, and she's
I know, and you know something, I better run.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if the party would be over by the time it started at 6. How long do you think a 60th birthday party would be going on for? Let's say 11?
11, yeah, 8:30. Well, you get there for the last hour, and you got to come home.
And I got to go, oh, God, I don't want to drive that far. I just came from Boca.
Yeah, well, see,
for my radio show.
If I was feeling any better today, I would have met up with you and had a little bite to eat after your show and kept you nearby to send you off to your party. You could have done the show from the party for the first half hour or so. But hey, we're here now and we're doing stuff, right?
That's true.
All right.
But you know something, I better get dressed. And so I'm going to say goodbye.
Okay. We say goodbye, Jill.
Thank you, Jill.
Everybody say goodbye to Jill.
Bye, Jill.
Thanks for coming tonight.
All of you will be on my radio show next Sunday. Is that for sure?
Yes.
Okay. Send us an email with the details.
Okay, I will. Homie, you'll send everybody the emails, right?
I'll take care of it. We can talk about it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Sometime tomorrow, at least.
Scott, thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, Jill. It was a pleasure again.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And can I just say, everybody, to watch the Miami Ink show again?
Sure. Check out Miami Ink.
Watch out for Miami Ink this month. I don't know the exact date, but it's on a Tuesday. And it's going to be a fascinating show. And then, you know, they always go to my website to find out where else we're going to be. But
excellent.
Those of you who are listening to the show, log on to my website, the purple box that pops up. Put your email so you're invited to a party. And also when I'll be coming to your town to discuss about my book.
Excellent.
And it's always a pleasure with all of you. You're all fascinating people. And it's so good to be on a great show with all of you.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Have a good night. We'll see you later.
Have a great rest of the show, okay?
Thank you. Bye, Jill. Have a good night.
Go enjoy the party, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Love you all.
Okay.
Take care of yourself,
bye-bye.
Jill. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, can I say one thing? Always think positive, not negative. When you think positive happens. Remember that.
Very bye-bye. True. Very true.
Okay. Have a good
bye,
night.
Bye, Jill.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jill.
All right, guys. Again,
is Cattell still with us, or is she...
I'm still with you.
here we go.
Glad to have you here, Cattell.
Thank you. I guess I'm the lone female voice now, aren't I?
Oh, we're going to attack you now, Cattell. We're going to all jump on you, Nick. So give us all the information that we can get out of you, all right?
Yeah.
Anyway, do we want to take a commercial break? We can't do a commercial. You're not doing any commercials, so does anybody want to be a commercial break?
Well, I'm going to encourage people to go to my website, Vegas Astrologer, and I did a channeled piece on that website where you go in and tune in to a question you have and go on to the color that it gives. Now, please understand this is very low-tech. I did it myself, and I'm not a technical, I'm actually a technical retard. I don't know very well how to do technical stuff. So you can only go once a day, and you only ask one question. And don't test it, because the way it's set up, you're going to get the same thing. But if you go another day and you ask a different question, you'll get a different response. But it's based on colors, and I was very amazed, like 2 years after I wrote this thing out, after I channeled it through my guide and I put it on there, I was totally amazed at the answer that came up for me, even though it came through me, it was so right on, it just blew me away. So it's under what we call Raymond's pages, and again, you go to VegasAstrologer.com, and then you go to Raymond's pages, and it'll be a thing where you focus on your question, and then you go on to the color, and the color is the vibration of the answer.
Thank you for that commercial, cool. Cattell.
There you go.
We appreciate that.
So we got a little commercial in.
Now, one of our... Go ahead, homie. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Scott. You were going to say something about the year 2007, right?
Oh, very. Boy, how'd you figure that one out, homie? We haven't touched on that. That might be something, actually, I know I mentioned Ghost a few minutes ago, but this seems like it may be a good thing to kind of jump onto for a few minutes here, is general predictions for the year 2007. What do you guys see going on here for the rest of the year?
Let's start with Cattell.
Now you're putting me on the spot.
All right, how about you, Derek? How about you, Scott? Before I say something, go ahead, guys. Go right ahead.
Go for it, Scott.
Okay. Well, as I touched on earlier, 2007, the numerology of that 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 7 equals a 9. And really, the 9 is the end of the cycle. And that seems to really sum up 2007, not only for myself, but also for a lot of clients. I'm watching this almost universally across the board. It seems like people are wrapping up almost their old life and making way for their new life. People who have been in their job for a lot of years seem to be getting out of it this year and starting new businesses. I mean, it seems to be the wrapping up of the old and the ushering in of the new. And, you know, that's not only true, you know, politically and all these things, but inside of each individual's life, that is the real energy of this year. So I really encourage people to grab onto that energy and match it with their intention and watch a lot of these old things just get resolved. It's almost like carrying a heavy backpack and trying to walk forward. This is the year that you take the backpack off and you walk much more easily.
I did that. I left my
job.
You
did that, Cattell?
No, this is Bonnie. I left my job to start something new.
Ah.
So, yeah, I did it.
It's doing well, Bonnie?
Yes, it is. And I'm enjoying it 110 times better.
I gather I gave you the right information then, huh?
Of course you did. I'm in heaven now compared to what I was doing before.
We're happy for you. And now let's pop back to Cattell. What does she have to say for this?
Well, one of the things also, you know, I play a little bit with numerology as well, and I agree with what he's just said. But I also wanted to add that my experience with the nine has to do with things of a global nature, a more universal nature. And while there might be forces in our universe, and specifically I'm talking about people and narrow-minded thoughts who might like to think locally or try to keep things on a sort of a small basis, with the nine cycle, there's no way you can do that. When the nine is active, as we are this year in 2007, it has a lot to do with getting everybody more plugged into a global perspective. We're having to pay more attention to things like different languages, different cultures, different religions, and having to become more accepting of these things, whether we want to be or not. That's the only way that our world is going to thrive. If we incorporate other people's belief systems, other people's thoughts. And somebody a little earlier asked something about the secret. When you think positive, positive happens. Is that kind of like the book The Secret that was on the chat room? Very, very definitely. But also in a 9 year, on a personal level, it's great to think in terms of what do you need to complete so you can prepare for what you want to create in terms of your intention setting in the coming year. What do you want to launch next year? What do you want to get off the ground? But every one of us needs to be thinking more globally rather than locally.
Yeah, but the locally also affects the globally in a big way.
I don't disagree at all. I totally agree. But we can't be focused on local. Next year you can think more locally and get away with it. But this year we have to think, my opinion, is that this year you have to think more in terms of the global perspective.
Right. But I'm just saying that the study they brought up in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, where they brought in, I think it was 7,000 people to meditate 24 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
and their intention was to lower the crime rate in Washington, D.C., and inside of a couple of months, they lowered the crime rate 25% by affecting the collective conscience of that environment. And as each one of those individual people was meditating, they were benefiting themselves, which was in turn benefiting the whole. So I guess what I'm saying is working with what you're saying, but is also taking it to a very personal level, which is every person who's listening, who they have the choice at night to watch TV or to read a book, to meditate, to pray, to focus, to where they're going to put their intention. And I guess all I'm saying is not only does that benefit them on a local level, but it also affects their communities, their states, their country, and our planet.
And I agree. They also did that experiment with TM meditators up in Boston and found that the crime rate significantly dropped in Boston. But the irony is when you do meditation, you become plugged into a more global energy pattern.
I agree.
Something else you're going to notice, too, in this work as far as... Now, everybody wants to talk about making money because they all want to look for investments. This is going to be one of the most important parts of this year is investing this year. But it's almost like an end of investment because most people will end up putting their investments aside to rest for the next following year, which is the 2008. From February, January to about April, they'll be putting them aside basically to rest your money, not to spend it, but to rest it. And when that starts to happen again, you'll be going into a high cost or high shoot of buying more other properties or in stock markets. If you notice in the past, we just recently had a scare from China, and because of the, a bit of a problem where they had something to do with rumors, and it put a bit of a scare into the stock market. But basically, most of the investing is actually in land and properties. But they're saying for anybody who wants to invest in properties has to be what you call on high ground, not low ground. Anything near water is not really highly recognized, because they're basically letting people know if you're not living near an ocean, not to invest in properties such high commodity, because basically your ocean's going to rise another 10 to 12 feet next year. And you don't want to end up getting a flood in your basement. So if you're at a low-edged area, I don't recommend to investment property in that area. If you want to go high, get yourself a suite apartment or a higher ground, and you'll be far more safer. The flood itself is not a hurricane. It's just more of a flood. And if you don't want to lose damage or lose property damage, so... But investments are going to be quite interesting, even what's happening right now. Everybody actually is investing in properties. They're going crazy over it. But again, it's more like it's a future thing, because I feel that the government's going to do a lot of shifting, especially where I live. The government's going to do a lot of shifting in far as taxing. I guess we're getting ourselves taxed ridiculously. Everybody's being taxed. They're coming up with all kinds of new ideas to change this tax, bring this back, add that on. And so we're end up getting ourselves taxed like crazy. But if we learn how to invest our money a bit more smartly, and watch your weather changes, watch your oceans, watch your land developments, and not to build too close to power lines, because most people right now are taking on, they're going to buy a piece of property with a power line. Well, that's not a really safe thing to do. Or even built under it, because even now they're talking about putting schools under power lines, which I think is ridiculous where we live. But they're doing that now, and I think it's something that because they're running out of space in these areas, they're trying to fit everybody in. Begin to feel like China sometimes. But there's a lot of space where, again, even in the U.S., there's going to be a big competition for land properties of having to be purchased in. And what's going to happen is that the people who've got lots of money are going to buy the land, and those who have got the middle class are going to have a little more difficulty buying the property like they've always wanted to invest into. So there's just basically waiting for that big crash. There's going to be a bit of a pullback on monies by the middle of next year, where it's going to draw down some, not too much, but draw down some up until about March or April, and then it'll start building up again slowly, but not as quickly as it was the last couple of years.
That's a lot of information.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to chime in on this?
I think they covered a lot of stuff. I didn't ask for the man upstairs to give me any information for the coming year. I'm sorry. I thought I shot my load with the Super Bowl game with you a couple of weeks ago. But I mean, no, seriously, I haven't been feeling well this whole week, and my signals are all screwed up. So
no problem.
I apologize for my aspect of life. Okay, there, guys.
No problem.
And ladies, I gotta apologize. Okay, there, ladies and gentlemen, there you go.
So do we want them?
Go ahead, Scott.
No, go ahead, homie. I'm sorry.
No, I was more concerned. I was more concerned trying to stay in bed and not be on the phone the past week. And everybody was calling me, and I couldn't stay in bed to try to kick the cold. So I have to apologize for not taking care of myself a lot better this week, so I can give you some more information.
That's all.
I'll have
it's
to
okay.
Work on that another time when I come on your show. Okay.
No problem. It's okay.
All right.
We were going to talk before we got into predictions for 2007. One thing I wanted to kind of touch on was ghosts and maybe what they have to do with prophecy also here, maybe in the last segment of the show. Is there anybody that would like to chime in with that? As far as ghosts and prophecy, you know, seeing ghosts, and we've heard stories in the past about prophetic-type sites, ghost sites and things like that. I'm wondering if anybody here on the line would like to chime in on that.
You're going to start noticing changes, too, as far as ghost sites. You're going to actually start seeing more people doing more, I guess you'd say, paranormal research. And it's going to draw even more attention to the media on television. But, again, the media is going to try to get other people involved to even hype it up even more, and possibly even the celebrities, so to speak. But... I feel that there's going to be much more sightings, far more sightings by a lot of people that are not used to seeing things happen, and it's going to happen in a way that is going to get more people more curious. So it's not going to be, my father would call it a fad, but it's not. It's something that's going to become more outreach. We're, all of us, I'm sure, Scott would agree, and so would Cattell and Homie, that a lot of us right now will be recognized for our work, and that, you know, no longer you'll hardly even hear the word "I doubt that" or "I'm skeptical of this." Even the skeptics can't even prove anything anymore, because basically it's coming out, and even they're going to be shown spirits arriving in their home and saying, "Hi, how are you doing?"
And
I would agree. Also, the business with pictures. I've done a little bit of work with photographs, and of course, there's been research done on ghosts on photographs ever since basically we've had photography practically.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you that it's happening more and more, and especially with these digital cameras, which are not supposed to be taking double exposures. They're not supposed to be able to take double exposures, as I understand it, but yet people who are spiritually awake, healers, for example, who might be taking pictures of before and after with their clients or even during, there are some pretty remarkable things showing up on photographs these days, and these are starting to get out on the net. So, you know, I have to totally agree. It's getting out there more and more. The vibrational frequency is shifting, and the veil is literally becoming thinner as we tune in, as we pick up, as more and more people are getting the information, even though they might have resisted it, and some people still resist it. It's still coming on. It's still getting out there.
There was a man that was interviewing, one fellow, another radio show, was interviewing another man who actually made contact with extraterrestrials, for example, and they even told him, he was abducted, and he even told this person on radio that by the year of 2008, that the veil will come down even more, where many will see them. And I was just told, I just heard this recently. But I mean, I even knew this long before that was going to happen. So I think what's happening is that a lot of people don't want to see, or they fear that what's going to happen next, or they figure the whole planet's haunted. That's just the way things are. We're actually, I think, my feelings are, I think we're the walking dead, and everybody else in spirit is pretty well awake. So, sometimes we just never wake up.
That's an interesting viewpoint.
But we learn lessons that way, and like I said, yes, I believe this is going to happen. We're going to end up being awakened even more, and we're going to be just as busy. It's not going to stop us.
Not at all.
Busy and busy all the time.
Yeah, the more the people become more spiritually understanding of different things, the more experiences people will have. The more in touch with the other side people will be. Yes, I know. Digital cameras, yeah. But you see, when you talked about digital cameras having exposures, and I mean, I had an experience which I gave a picture in the book and on my website. I had an experience with a Polaroid camera that couldn't, you know, when the flash bar is down, it doesn't operate. But yet I had an experience where it operated and a picture jutted out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I couldn't have used that picture in the book at any time, and I explain it, because the whole picture was shades of white. It should have been just black, because there was no flash bar up. It was operated on its own, so to speak. You know, it really didn't operate on its own, but the fact is that there was no flash around, no flash bar up, and the picture jutted out. It should have been black. It was dark in the room, so... But it turned out to be, you know, shades of light. So, you know, things are happening all over the place these days, because I think people are becoming more and more understanding about spirituality, breaking away from their teachings of old school, so to speak, okay?
When you look at the ancient mystics, they talk about the year 2000 entering in the age of Aquarius. And they talk about before the age of Aquarius, before the year 2000, people having a need to be told what to think. And as the new age of Aquarius comes in after the year 2000, people begin to want to think for themselves. They begin to become a desire, a hunger. And so this time in history has been talked about for millennia. And now we see it actually taking place. We're now 7 years into it, and we're watching more and more people wake up on a daily basis.
You know, we were talking about also the double exposure in digital. There's somebody here that's coming online right now who have seen some of her pictures. She sent me a couple of them, and she asked me what I thought about them. If I remember correctly, she actually also, too, had a digital camera, and she sent me a picture of her little boy. And it was more than one. And the little boy, the photograph was he was sitting still. But yet, when she sent me the photograph, it looked like there's two people, like the child spirit even moved out of the child's body very quickly.
Mm.
And I tried that with my digital camera to see if I could do it. You know, I take that flash and move the camera really quick. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I felt that strongly that there's actually a spirit that actually was wanting to pretend to be that child and has taken that image. But when I looked at the second, the image that moved away from the child's nose looked like something else. The face looked like something else. It wanted to clone the child, but it could not even look like exactly. Because it looked at the nose and the chin, and it was far more protruded. So I would say, you know, this is something that spirits, and this girl lives up in Virginia. So there's, you know, spirits have a way of making themselves wanting to be like us. And it, they like to imitate, impersonate us, and it's very common. If you take pictures of people in the dark or with your digital camera or even with your night vision camera, night vision video camera, you'd be surprised what you find. One friend of mine did a picture where he was standing there, standing still. We had a film on him, and as he was walking towards us, there was actually a spirit that somehow walked out of his body and went to the right. And you swore that was the same part. So basically, he split in half. So you swore it was him walking one way, but yet he went the other way.
Now, interestingly enough, with photographs, you can use a pendulum to pick up the energy, especially on, it's especially strong with Polaroid type, but you can use it to a certain extent on other photographs. I can recall having seen a photograph a few years ago of a man who was a half hour after the photograph was taken, going to be in a wreck that actually took his life approximately 2 weeks later. They hit black ice. When this photograph was taken, you can literally see an image of the man standing next to himself, and the energy is not on the body, it's not at the chakras on the body, but it's on the image standing next to him.
Yeah. And now the person I was just talking to, she just came in the room, and she said that the photograph that she's got, the spirit that left her son's body, it looks like a face of a monkey. Yeah.
Hmm.
And she said that she took that picture. She's acknowledged that just now.
Yeah,
I've got the photograph. It's quite the picture. I've got one here. I just finished doing a paranormal investigation at this farm. And this one here, we have a lot of orbs. I mean, have you guys ever come across orbs like in the hundreds on one film?
A lot of orbs, yes.
Inside of a barn? Okay. I've seen, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 orbs, but these orbs were in this barn, were so full in this barn, like there was it wouldn't stop. And you take a picture of the people that were inside, just totally in the darkness, and it shows up about 10, 12, and then I'm taking the next picture, and it's like 30, 40, and then the next picture, all of a sudden, you got a whole screen full. And what we found out that the barn itself was built on top of a cemetery, an old cemetery. And the people that moved onto this farm didn't know anything about this. And apparently, they didn't build anything below that ground. Like, they didn't dig up the ground. They just put a platform of concrete down and built a barn on top of that. So, because they couldn't figure why, they kept seeing shadows walking through the barn all the time. And so when I was out there, I took a lot of pictures and stuff, and totally phenomenal. But we felt the activity. I saw the spirits myself because with my own eyes I could feel them. And there was one particular man that was there who would not give up his presence in the barn. He was someone who was there since the early, maybe late 1800s. And but we felt strong. So when they did the research, they found out later there actually is a cemetery that was there before, but nobody even knew. More like a family plot. But a lot of families that live in that area, because the guy who owned the land previously before broke up the land in sections.
And this
so it's quite interesting. If you guys ever want to see the pictures, I can email them to you.
Please.
Good.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I know. What was
first
the...
First of all, Scott.
No, go ahead, homie. It's okay. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. Jeff. You are first. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you. I was just going to ask, what was the
that
feeling?
Why nice.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what was the feeling, the initial feeling you had when you walked in that barn? I was just curious before you started shooting photos.
I get a rush in my chest. It's like when I call them out, like, you know how a little girl in a TV movie would say, they're here.
Mm-hmm.
I would walk into the room and I could feel them walk into my body because my body starts to go, you know, I got that feeling, and you feel like they're trying to talk to you, and I could feel this person trying to get close to me, and he's trying to tell me something like, listen to me, I'm trying to talk to you, tell me, you know, and I'm trying to get him to come closer. The closer he was getting, the more intense I could feel his energy.
Mm.
Because if you want them to talk to you, you got to get them close to you. Because yes, you can feel them, but if you want to get close to you, I let them walk into my body if they have to. But I won't let them take me over. But they'll tell me exactly what I need to know.
Excellent.
There's a difference between recognizing a spirit that's angry and one that is just wanting to express their feelings,
mm-hmm.
and tell you what their issues are dealing with. Because a lot of people don't realize. When you ask them who they are, a lot of times they don't say nothing. Like, a lot of people don't say, who are you? They just say, well, I know your story, but they'll ask a question like, you know, where are you from? But most of the time you should always say, you know, if you want to come closer, please come closer. We want to feel your energy. And when you feel the energy, you will know their presence.
I was on a paranormal investigation in Wisconsin, and it was kind of an impromptu thing because I was keynote speaking at a paranormal conference, and they said, hey, we're going on an investigation the next day. You want to go? And I said, sure, you know. So we went. And long story short, ended up this house was part of the Underground Railroad, and I didn't know that. But I show up at the place. It's wired for sound. I'm doing a live remote from the radio station that morning. It's like 6:30 in the morning. I'm trying to have coffee and wake up. But they said, okay, Scott, here's the house. Go get a feel for it. You got 10 minutes, and then you're going to be on air telling us what you found. And so I go downstairs and I'm looking around and I see this little African American boy and we start yapping and I'm like, okay, dude, I only got 10 minutes. What's your story? And so he's telling me this story about that he's a runaway slave and he's from the South and blah 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 and how the front door was, there's a stained glass door that he says was on the back of the house and he would put a candle behind it to know whether he could run or stay or what he had to do. And he said he had to stay in the backyard by the river until the candle went behind a different colored pane of glass. And so I go upstairs and I'm asking this ghost, I'm like, dude, are you lost? You're in Wisconsin, you know? So I cruise upstairs and okay, dude, what'd you find? So I'm like, well, you know, this little African American kid and his name's this and he told me that and then they put the owner of the house on and she said, well, that's amazing. She said, because the back door used to be with a stained glass. We moved it to the front in 1952 or something because it was such a tourist attraction, people wanted to see it. She said, and that's the river running in the backyard. She said, you can look out there right now and see there's no river in our backyard. She said, but in this year, blah, blah, blah happened. There was a small earthquake and the river changed. It now runs 3 miles that way, but you can't see it from here. Well, these paranormal investigators put all this equipment downstairs where I was talking to this young man, and they said, you know, can you get him to move? We're not picking up anything. And so I'm talking to the little guy, and I'm like, yeah, dude, come on, give me a high five. And I put my hand behind the camera. And at the instant, I saw him run from behind the stairs through this little thing over to me and give me a high five. I looked at the investigators, and I said, guys, did you get that? And they just lit up like Christmas trees. And if you go right now to their website, swprg.com, and click on the Octagon House, you can actually watch the video footage of this orb of light leaving from behind the stairs and flying right over to the camera, right to where my hand was, where he was giving me a high five. And it captured all that. Their ultrasound machine said that the object they measured was 8 inches in diameter and moved at 90 miles an hour.
Wow.
But you can go there and actually watch the video yourself. It's an amazing thing.
Definitely something to check out. I'm concerned. That's very, very interesting. Thank you, Scott. Unfortunately, we are at the tail end of the show here, at the top end of 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it has been quite an eventful 3 hours, I think. I mean, and I want to thank everybody for going 3 hours. Want to thank
without
you.
Without a break.
Without breaks. You guys were all real troopers with us. By doing it this way, we really appreciate it. Again, Victor Baines, Cattell, Derek White, Sky Cloud, Scott Christensen, Jill Vane, and, of course, Homie 3. You guys were all great tonight. A lot of information, I think, was sent out tonight, guys. Wouldn't you think so on the phone line here?
Oh, yeah.
Rocket.
Well, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for coming and joining us on the show. I'm very thankful to have the friendships I have with everybody. And we look forward to years ahead of very enlightening information for everybody. That's what I hope for. I hope to see that. I hope to see our planet comes to a better understanding. I hope we can stop wars from happening. Maybe that could happen. Okay?
I hope so too.
Okay.
What I've seen a lot of talk tonight, in closing here, a lot of the talk tonight, we talked a lot about the world. We talked a lot about spirituality. We even talked about Anna Nicole Smith, unfortunately. You know, what it all really comes down to, the belly of what I saw here the whole night was simply, we do need to love each other a lot more. People need to really straighten their heads out and get rid of the whole chaos drama aspect of their lives and really just get in tune with themselves. It's something I kind of heard throughout the whole night, and it's something I think if you're listening to this show in live right now or in podcast form or whatever it may be, or you're downloading it from the Ghostly Talk site, I hope if you take anything away from, you know, this show tonight, I hope it's just that, is that I think we have a lot of work to do as a race of people concerning just maybe straightening your head out a little bit. I mean, I don't even know the words to put to it because I am not as sensitive in any way, but I think I know the idea, and the idea is what counts the most. Wouldn't you guys say so also?
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's say, go ahead, Bonnie.
No, go ahead.
I'd like to thank everybody. Again, I want to thank Victor Baines, Cattell, Derek White, Sky Cloud, Scott Christensen, Jill Dane, and, of course, our dear friend, Homie 3. Homie, thanks again for doing this again, our third Prophecy Night. And hopefully we'll do another one, too.
Yeah, hopefully we'll do another one. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to go where a place where a man can be.
I just wanted to remind everyone that there's no show next week.
No show next week. We're going to be out of town. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, really quick again at the end here. We are going
to
be at
when I really want to go, when there's a place that I really want to go and think, yo, I listen to Ghostly Talk on Sunday night.
Well,
okay?
Thank you, homie. We appreciate that. No show next week. We will be at the first annual Ghost Hunters Conference, Arkansas Ghost Hunters Conference in beautiful Eureka Springs, Arkansas. There will be an archive from that. We're going to be having our fifth anniversary party there. More info to come on the website for that. Guys, thank you very much. Thank you again to all of our participants tonight for Prophecy Night 3. This was Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Corrupt and listen too loudly.
Become the media.